and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Monday Newsmaker brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Prairie Land Partners has made it easy for you to shop online. Choose your equipment, pick attachments, and even apply for financing all at jdbuyonline.com. Whether you're looking for a John Deere riding lawnmower, compact utility tractor, utility vehicle, or compact construction equipment, Prairie Land Partners has what you need to get the job done. Get started shopping today at jdbuyonline.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, 7:21, 46 degrees, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch and also by Missy Floyd as we preview Keep It a Safe Summer coming up this Wednesday. Missy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing good. John, hello.
I'm good. How are you and Scott today?
Good.
Missy. Doing good. Well, thanks to both of you for joining us as we're nearing Keep It a Safe Summer. And Missy, lay this out for us. First, give us the when and where.
Yes, first I have to give you and Scott a bit of kudos. I heard you earlier, and you are accurate. I don't know how you guys have a memory through the pandemic of all the activities that were canceled and held. But you were right. We did not get to do Keep It a Safe Summer in 2020 because of COVID. And then last year was a drive-through event, but this year we are back in person with booths set up, activities going on, and bicycle helmets being fitted, disc golf demonstration, and in person at the fairgrounds. So it's really exciting to be back together to provide this activity for all the kids in the area.
All right, so when will Keep It a Safe Summer launch on Wednesday, Missy?
So it will launch at 5:30 p.m., and we will be there until 7. All the booths will be set up and ready to go. You can make your way through each booth and figure out different fun activities for kids to do this summer. Keep them active, keep them out doing stuff, and keeping them out of trouble. So that's the main thing. We want to get them active and going all summer long.
John, I know that this is one of those events that it's a community-wide kind of a partnership deal, but it's a way for all of these different organizations to reach out to parents and their kids to, as Missy just said, provide them information on ways that they can stay active and quite frankly safe during the summer.
Yeah, it really is. It's as informative for the parents as what it is for the kids. So the kids are just the big influencer when they keep pestering their parents.
Yeah, let's decrease the pestering. How about that? So, John, what about giveaways out there for the kids that are participating?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, the disc is one direction they can go, or the bicycle helmets. And so we inform Scott, yes, there is the drawing at the end, just like in 2019, Scott. We greatly appreciate your help and the MC of that and the drawing for the grand prizes.
So we are back on. This is old school Keep It a Safe Summer. We're back full bore then, 100%.
100% full bore. We're excited about it.
That's good. I'm excited too.
So, Missy, let's talk about a lot of vendors signed up and ready to participate.
Yeah, I think that everyone, you know, as we are expressing our excitement, I think that the vendors are excited to get back out there again also. Because for some of them, it's been, you know, 2 or 3 years before they've been able to have activities where they're out doing booths. So, yes, we have, we used to say we have anywhere from A to Z because, you know, the zoo is our Z. We don't want to leave them out. But there are vendors signed up and ready to go, and we'll have hot dogs cooking, and the families will be able to get a hot dog and some apple slices and a bottle of water and enjoy their evening while they're making their way through the different activities and booths that we have set up.
All right, John, any suggestions on how people should enter the fairgrounds? Are you looking for some specific entrance points?
Yeah, we 12th Avenue would be the best place to enter the fairgrounds from and park out there. One change that we made this year is the hot dogs, you'll actually receive them inside the Anderson building as compared to in years past. We've done that on the outside. Will be set up outside to cook them, but you'll actually get them inside the Anderson building.
All right, so hot dogs inside, cooked outside, and all kinds of vendors, and parents and grandparents, get your kids out. It's from 5:30 until 7 this Wednesday at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Again, every child who attends receives either a dynamic disc or a bike helmet. And where do the funds for these giveaways come from, John?
We have a fund at the Community Foundation, and we've been a part of Match Day past number of years. Lots of generous people in the community that help support this event.
Is there a 5K this year, John?
Yes, there is a 5K. You can still sign up at the Rec Center website. However, you're not guaranteed a T-shirt at this point. And then there's also a kids 2K free fun run as well, and it's all right there on the new walking trail on the fairgrounds, so you don't have to leave the fairgrounds.
Yeah, I think you can register at EmporiaRec.org and click on Keep It a Safe Summer under Special Events. And that 2K, by the way, is free, but this is a part of the Super Series, too, I believe, with the Emporia Rec Center. So all that and more going on. Keep It a Safe Summer, 5:30 until 7. Scott Hayes will be broadcasting live for KVOE, along with his other duties.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor he's going to be there.
All right. We missed anything, Missy?
Just a real quick, usually the prizes that people are used to, we've had like bikes and different giveaways, but this year we really want for the people who attend to give back to the community, because as John said, we really have such amazing community members that make this work. So we have more experiences, you know, as far as like swimming, skating, the go-kart and mini golf, that type of thing. The movies that we want people, we're going to be giving away those prizes so that they can go and give back to those community members that are so amazing to help us put this event on. And then Evergy also is a big contributor that helps with the hot dogs.
All right. You mentioned, John, drawing for prizes and a grand prize. What's the grand prize?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'd have to ask Emily.
Okay.
Emily and Travis.
It's all of those things.
It's all of those things, and I don't know what they've tapped as the overall grand prize. One other thing I wanted to highlight is we have a lot of volunteers that make this thing happen that have done this for a number of years, and Missy mentioned Evergy. They're a huge sponsor in this. Steve Hott, Lyon County Commissioners and Sheriff and Police Chief representatives of both those agencies and fire departments. So lots of people that are in the background that that really makes this thing happen the day of. So couldn't happen without all those fantastic volunteers.
Well, it's going to be a nice day. Nice night, it looks like, on Wednesday. So hopefully we have a huge turnout and get kids off to a very active and safe summer. Missy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for letting us talk about it and show our excitement, and hope everyone comes out on Wednesday.
All right. John, thanks.
Thank you guys very much for promoting this.
All right. That's Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelsch, and also Missy Floyd previewing Keep It a Safe Summer in person Wednesday, 5:30 until 7, Lyon County Fairgrounds. Scott?
That's going to be a lot of fun. Speaking of a lot of fun, tomorrow our newsmaker is Emporia State Associate Athletic Director for External Operations and Marketing, Brett McLaughlin, and Assistant Athletic Director for Athletic Development, Jason Santangelo, previewing the ESU Summer Classic Golf Tournament, which is this Friday. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, and our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairieland Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local, 7:30, 46 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Alcogen is seeking top talent at their Council Grove location. Alcogen brings together